More haiku, like straw piled on a beast's bending back, might crush us. Here goes.
Hot San Francisco. Starts fast, gathers momentum. Ravens quoth nothing.
Long kick, sailing. Oh, catch it? Me? No, thank you, no. I don't wish to die.
Cool, calm Joe Flacco.
Slick, quick Colin Kaepernick.
Sullen Alex Smith.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
Field goal.
Mwah, mwah is how football sounds to me.
Inside the helmets, breaths raw, hard, rasp, and echo.
Cloud is not impressed.
Kicked, the ball sails toward a man who will fumble everything away.
A star, curious, lights the torn tape left behind for the hungry rat.
Clock ticks down to zip. 12-pack is dead and cheese balls all gone. Nuts all gone.
I hope you've enjoyed Super Bowl Haiku XIX. I'm happy and proud to say no actual poet was harmed in its production, perhaps because it contained so very little poetry. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from Thomas Walsh at WWNO in New Orleans and from the Only a Game Hut Hut Haiku players, Mike Garth, Amanda Art, Clint Cavanaugh, Amory Sievertson, George Hicks, James Trout, Margaret Evans, Robin Lubbock, David Boweri, and Cassandra Sunt. Special thanks to our contributing haiku masters, Marie Savage, Scott Suma, Natasha Neese, and old friend Tim Monroe. Our intern is Martin Kessler, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. You can check out Karen Given's Puppy Bowl pictures by visiting our website, onlyagame.org. Beware of excessive saccharin. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Larry Zonka's golden retriever, who had something to say about the FedEx guy ringing the doorbell.
Sorry about that. She's loud, but she's harmless. She takes you right in and shows you where the silver's at.
Yeah, just don't let that dog know where you keep the Super Bowl rings. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. The Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration to address the world's pressing environmental problems. And the Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at JoyceFDN.org. This is NPR.